The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest this morning is Dan McGowan. He's the Northeast Program Coordinator of the Mattress Recycling Council. Based in Connecticut, he's going to be talking with us about everything we need to know concerning mattress recycling. And it's a very interesting topic. And when you have to recycle a mattress, sometimes you don't have too many options, and it's a confusing time for people when they have to get rid of one. So let's talk about everything that people need to know as far as mattress recycling goes. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Morgan. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to have you on this morning. Now, from what I understand, what you guys are doing is kind of a first in the nation. What has brought us to this point, and what is it exactly that you guys are doing?
Yeah, you're right. Connecticut was the very first state to pass a mattress recycling law. Being a Connecticut native myself, it's a point of pride for me and I think for the state. And, you know, basically it came about by, as we are now in 2013 when this law got passed, you know, there's a bit of a waste crisis in the state. You know, there's limited disposal capacity. And mattresses are big and difficult to deal with as trash. And they're primarily recyclable. So, you know, kudos to the legislation at the time and the folks who worked hard to make this happen, the Trade Association for the Mattress Producers. And we created a law, created the Mattress Recycling Council. And basically, we're an industry-led nonprofit that's set up to recycle every mattress and box spring that a Connecticut consumer has to dispose of. And we get to do that at no cost.
And there are some impressive figures here, some numbers that I'm sure you could run down. I mean, one of them is recycling over 1.5 million mattresses and box springs. That's huge.
It's really amazing. We've been up and running since 2015. We just passed the 1.5 million mattress mark here in Connecticut. And our marketing team looked at that and realized if you laid them end to end, it goes all the way from the northern tip of Maine down to the Florida Keys. So you could just imagine the space in a landfill or, you know, just the tons and tons of material that had been thrown away previously before the council came on that have now been recycled.
I wanted to go back to what you had mentioned just a moment ago, Dan, and I'm talking this morning on Face Connecticut with Dan McGowan, Northeast Program Coordinator of the Mattress Recycling Council. And what you said basically was that mattresses are bulky. Sometimes they can be heavy and difficult to move. Nobody really knows what to do with them. Sometimes they're dirty and not in the best of condition. So could you walk us through what the recycling process looks like from the time when someone says, all right, we need to get rid of this, to the time when you guys are actually ripping it apart and salvaging what actually can be saved from it?
Be happy to. Thank you. So as a resident, you know, you either just need to get rid of a mattress because you just don't need it anymore. Maybe the kids went off to school or whatever the case might be, or you bought a new one and you're just replacing that old unit. You know, a lot of times when you buy a new mattress, they will deliver the mattress to the house, and that retailer will offer the take back option. And so you can just simply give it to them. And you know, we work with all the majority of the retailers in the state, if not all of them, to take those mattresses back and get those recycled. But, you know, otherwise, the main route that we get mattresses is we've actually put a bin. We've worked with 155 of the 169 municipalities directly at this point in time. And primarily that is putting a mattress recycling container at your local transfer station or DPW yard, if they don't have a transfer station. And that bin is, you know, paid for by the Mattress Recycling Council and dedicated to your mattresses and box springs. So, you know, you could just go there to your local transfer station when you get rid of all the other material that you might be looking to get rid of, that they accept, and put that into the container and and that's the end of it. At that point, once that container is full, it'll get picked up by one of our transporters, brought to one of our in-state recyclers. And that's where the recycling happens, the deconstructing of the mattresses, the breaking them into their various constituent parts, you know, metal, wood, foam, cotton, et cetera. And getting those off to their markets to be made into new products.
Correct, because once you rip them apart, you have a bunch of components that can be reused, melted down, maybe reapplied somewhere else, recycled.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, you know, a major component of mattresses is metal. You know, there's all the metal box springs, there's the pocketed coils, the inner springs, and that's, you know, high-quality steel that, you know, gets sent off just with all the rest of the metal that's collected and made into various new products. But, you know, there's a lot of foam is another major component, and that gets made into insulation, carpet padding. You know, there's, you know, a number of uses for these materials, you know, that, again, are getting that second life versus having been just, you know, thrown into a landfill or incinerated in one of our waste energy plants, and not having, you know, that higher reuse on the solid waste hierarchy.
What's even worse, and from time to time, Dan, I see this on the highway or on the side of the highway.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You know, a lot of times illegal dumping is a result of cost avoidance. And you know, so somebody doesn't want to pay the, you know, X amount of dollars that it might cost to properly dispose of something. You know, it's one of the great things about this program that's been created is that, you know, you bring it to one of these drop-off sites, one of these transfer stations in your town, it's no cost recycling at that point in time. So, you know, you can, it doesn't cost you anything. So we've eliminated that, that detriment of this cost me $50. You know, this is something that can be done now, you know, at the cost of the council.
Do a lot of people know about the recycling possibilities of mattresses? And I'm talking about people who would otherwise throw them away or illegally dump them, which is definitely not an option. But unfortunately, people do sometimes resort to that. Is this a messaging problem? You know, or do we need to get the message out there more that it is possible to recycle mattresses, that they can, in fact, be turned into something useful elsewhere down the line?
I think at this point, all my friends know about it. They've heard me ramble on enough. But you know, I think, you know, the more we could spread the news, I mean, some people just moved into Connecticut and don't realize, you know, that this exists here in the state. So, you know, I think every opportunity we get, and this is why I'm so thankful to be here with you this morning, Morgan, to talk about it and have this outreach to everybody listening, and let them know that, you know, any mattress or box spring, you know, there's a recycling program that's here to deal with those. And the same goes true for your hotels or your schools or your, you know, your large commercial generators who might have, they might be changing out a dorm and have 200 beds at a time. I mean, we're here to recycle those beds as well. I really appreciate the opportunity for those folks who aren't aware of us, to be here listening and realize, and we have a website, buybuymattress.com. It's bye-bye, like you're waving bye-bye to your mattress. And there's a locator tool there, which could point you to your nearest, transfer station or has my information so that, you know, they could always call me and, you know, we'll be happy to talk to them and, you know, point them in the right direction.
This is Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. My guest this morning is Dan McGowan, Northeast Program Coordinator of the Mattress Recycling Council. What you just said was really fascinating because I guess that in preparing for this interview, I didn't necessarily think about hotels, but that's definitely something where when they are going to get rid of their existing beds and they're bringing in new beds, or maybe the hotel is closing altogether or moving, obviously, that's a lot of mattresses, and suddenly, so is your team prepared to handle a large surge in mattresses if you get, say, a few hotels that are closing, and you guys are getting a bunch of mattresses? How do you guys coordinate it on your end?
So, you know, we ask them to contact us, and you know, get onto the schedule. But, you know, we have some really great transporters that we work with to deliver trailers to those sites that they can load with their mattresses. And they have the ability, you know, if a site has 100 mattresses or 1,000, you know, to continue bringing trailers to them until the job is complete. And we have two great recyclers in the state. They've been working with the program for a number of years now. And they have the wherewithal to take those surges of beds as well. So, yeah, I'm really proud to say that the network, the operations side of things, really, really works well. You know, I've been at this for 5 years now, and the program's been running for eight, and it's really become a smooth operation that we can do those kind of jobs without issue.
Are we talking about staffers, volunteers? What does it look like behind the scenes, the people that are helping to make this work from collection to the actual recycling process?
These are Connecticut residents and workers. This nonprofit organization that got created has certainly created a number of jobs here in the state, you know, whether it be, the transporters who are going to pick this stuff up and bringing it to our recyclers, or, the actual people at the recycling plant doing the manual deconstruction of these beds. It's paid workers, making.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're getting paid.
Nice. I'm Morgan Cunningham. Again, on Face Connecticut this morning is Dan McGowan. Dan, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about seasonal collections, because sometimes after winter, you know, I'm talking about usually April or May, and maybe even later in the year, October, November, so right around this time of year, you'll see municipalities say, okay, well, you know, we'll collect your bulky televisions, we'll collect your mattresses, etc. Do you guys ever participate with the seasonal collections?
Yes. Great question. Yeah, we do a number of events, and you're right, there's usually a spring event season and a fall event season. And you'd certainly see a bit of, seasonality with the mattress recycling, where, spring is definitely a point where it sort of wakes up from its winter slumber, and you see a lot more mattresses coming in. We work with a number of those organizations and towns to do those events. We have one coming up in Cheshire in a couple of weeks, which they're doing an event that's collecting the TVs and the electronic waste, and we'll be there as well to pick up mattresses and box springs. Those are usually great, and you know, it's great to time them with the fact of it's spring cleaning season, because you certainly get people cleaning out their attics and basements at those points in time.
Absolutely. Dan, can you talk a bit about the environmental benefits of mattress recycling?
Yeah. Obviously, you know, the solid waste hierarchy would say reduce, reuse, recycle, and then incinerate. And so, you know, being able to give these mattresses and box springs and the components inside them, not just sending them off to disposal and rotting in the ground somewhere or something like that. You're displacing the need to get virgin materials to do that work. So you're not mining for new metals or doing anything like that. So there's a lot of benefit there. Typically when you use recycled materials, the energy and greenhouse gases that are necessary to do that refinement of ores or you know, natural materials has a much higher environmental cost than taking recycled materials and putting them into use. So, you know, the council just recently did a life cycle analysis that I could send you the link to and maybe put it on the website. And it's got some really, really great numbers there as to, you know, the energy, the water, just the tremendous positive impact that recycling mattresses has for our environment. And like I said before, you know, in the 8 years that we've done this, we've recycled 1.5 million mattresses in Connecticut, which, you know, if you lay them end to end, goes from Maine to Florida. And just to think about that immense volume of material that you know, could potentially just be sitting in a landfill somewhere, you know, just offering no benefit, taking up space for things that maybe do need to be landfilled because there isn't a recycling option for them. And you know, if that space was taken by mattresses, then, you know, we'd have to open new landfills to you know, take that other thing. So that opportunity cost and you know, being able to reduce our need for waste infrastructure by recycling these things. I mean, there's really a lot of wonderful things that come from recycling and, you know, especially mattresses, and I'm really happy to be part of it and help make this network work.
Dan McGowan on Face Connecticut this morning. He is the Northeast Program Coordinator of the Mattress Recycling Center. He's based in Connecticut. Dan, there are many different kinds of mattresses. You have the traditional mattresses, of course, but there are air mattresses and foam mattresses and mattress bags and so many other different kinds of mattresses that are out there. I mean, if we go even way back, waterbeds. And so if somebody has a different kind of a mattress, and I say that jokingly, but who knows, they're probably out there somewhere. What can you guys do about these different mattress materials? Are you able to recycle those too?
So, you know, there is a list of materials, you know, that are covered by the program and acceptable. And, you know, all your typical mattresses and box springs fit into that. So the one that you mentioned, well, the two that you mentioned that don't are air beds and water beds. And like I say, you don't really see those very often, but there's just, you know, you can imagine what happens when you cut open a water bed at a recycling facility.
Of course.
So it's a difficult thing, but no, you know, it's been interesting being at the recycling plants and seeing the various aged materials that come in, and you know, sometimes you still see that like horsehair kind of material and various pieces that come in. But you know, your foam, pure foam mattress is an acceptable part of the recycling stream. That's a question we get often, that they think that pure memory foam, kind of just, you know, pure foam mattress isn't acceptable. And yes, they are. So I just want to make that clear. But you know, the composition of the mattresses is continuously changing, as it has for the past hundreds of years. But our recyclers are able to handle them. There are end markets for these. And you know, we have a robust research team and program that is continuously looking at ways to, you know, get higher end uses for these materials, make sure that there's end markets when they do come to end of life. And so that, you know, we can raise our recycling rate, which is a robust 74% right now in Connecticut this past year. You know, we could keep getting that higher and higher so that less and less of the, you know, kind of the ancillary pieces are lost.
Dan, what's the average life expectancy of a mattress? Are you seeing mattresses that you could date to, say, 5 to 10 years? Are you seeing really, really old mattresses come in? Do you not necessarily get involved in the life expectancy of a mattress? How do you guys usually, what era do you usually see, I should say?
It's interesting because, it is something that the council has looked at and did a study on just recently. They did one a number of years ago, right when we first started, to try to understand, what era of mattresses are we going to predominantly see? And then they recently just redid that study again. And we found that, I can't remember the exact number, but I want to say it was 12 to 13 years was the average life of a mattress. I really think it's a lot like your car. Some folks are changing it, frequently and getting a new mattress, new box spring. And some people are holding on to that, maybe passing it down to their kids. And that, that goes for a number of years. And it could also be that it's an old bed that they thought maybe they'd want again, so went into the basement or the attic and sat there for 10 years and then finally comes in. So we certainly see some oldies and goodies that come in. But, to really answer your question, the council did a study and found that it was about a 12 to 13 year average life expectancy of a mattress.
Dan, as we get down to our final moments here on Face Connecticut, I do have to ask, somebody might have a mattress that's in poor condition, and that could be due to a variety of factors. Do you guys accept mattresses, and are you able to recycle mattresses in poor condition?
There are quality standards that need to be met. I would say poor condition is probably okay. Really, it's like any recyclable. The recycling plants and want those clean and dry. They're old mattresses. We would completely expect rips and stains and things of that nature. But when it came to it, it's been outside for a long time. It's sopping wet. It's got creatures living in it. It's some sort of infestation. Excessively wet or soiled could preclude it from being able to be recycled. And that's a lot to do with, number one, the end markets that these things are going to be sold into and made into new products. Some of that is just unrecyclable at that point in time after having been so weathered. And also just the safety aspect of these guys having to handle it, unload the containers that they're coming into the warehouses with, do that deconstruction and breaking into the various components. If there's biohazards or things like that, we ask those to just be thrown away and not recycled. But the vast majority of the mattresses that are in your house are in recyclable condition. The containers that we have at the various transfer stations are weather tight so that while they sit there and build critical mass to be transported, that they stay clean and dry. The best you can do as you take it out of your house and get it to the end facility, try to maintain that clean and dry, and then we'll accept it and get that recycled.
I like your website. If you could repeat that, please, and tell everybody in the audience where they can learn more about what you guys do and get more information for themselves if they're looking to get rid of a mattress and recycle it.
Bye-bye mattress, as if you're waving bye-bye to your mattress, byebyemattress.com. And there is a lot of really great information there. There's our annual reports. Like I said, there's the locator tool where you could type in your address and it will direct you to the nearest transfer station, give you the address and website for that. And then, like I said, if you're a hotel or somebody with that kind of mass amount of material, it will give you an opportunity to connect with me and we could walk you through the process of getting rid of those mattresses and working with your team to fill those trailers. Byebyemattress.com. And certainly check it out. There's a lot of great stuff there.
Byebyemattress.com. Dan McGowan, Northeast Program Coordinator of the Mattress Recycling Council. Thanks for coming on Face Connecticut. I enjoyed the talk. Fascinating, really.
Morgan, it's my great joy to be here. I thank you for the opportunity and look forward to talking again soon.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.